Shavua Tov Rabotai, in your Sfarim, in the Nefesh HaChaim, if you're holding one, it's on page Pe Gimel, and we begin Perek Bet of Sha'ar Bet. If you have this paper, we're going to learn a piece from Rabbeinu Bachai al Torah in a few minutes, after a few words from the Nefesh HaChaim. In Sha'ar Bet, the Nefesh HaChaim is talking about tefillah, avodah shebalev, ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. In Perek Aleph, he explained what's b'chol levavchem, and now, from Perek Bet and on, he's going to lead towards understanding what u'b'chol nafshechem has to do with tefillah. And he begins in Perek Bet with explaining the word baruch, one of the most common words and most fundamental words of tefillah is baruch. We bless Hashem. What does that mean? Do we really bless Hashem? What do we mean when we say baruch ata Hashem? And so let's begin in the words of the Nefesh HaChaim. So again, page Pei Gimel, Perek Bet of Sha'ar Bet. Ve'ha'inyan. Ki milat baruch eno leshon tehila ve'shevach kemo shesuma befi ha'amon. Says, the word baruch is not just a plain word of praise to Hashem, as we normally think. Normally people think that baruch is some kind of praise the Lord, or something like that. Baruch ata Hashem. That's not what it means. Shehare kishamar l'Rabbi Yishmael, Yishmael beni barecheni, because in that Gemara in Brachot Dav Zayin that tells us about Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, Kohen Gadol, who entered the Kodesh HaKodashim, and he saw v'ra'iti akatriel ka Hashem tzevaot, v'hu yoshev al kisei ram v'nisa. He saw Hashem, he had a vision of Hashem sitting on the throne, and he heard that Hashem told him, Yishmael beni barecheni, my son Yishmael, bless me, barecheni. Instead of fainting on the spot, Rabbi Yishmael gathered his koach, and he said, Yehi ratzon, amarti lo, yehi ratzon milefanecha, sheigolu rachamecha al midotecha, vetikanes im banecha, b'midat harachamim, v'titnaheg imahem lifni mishurat adin. I only know it by heart because it's a song. So we should know Gemarot like that by heart. He prayed to Hashem. He said, Yehi ratzon milefanecha Hashem, that you should conduct yourself, you should behave with Am Yisrael, with rachamim, with the midah of compassion. And v'niyene ali berosho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu nodded with his head in agreement. That's that Gemara. Unbelievable Gemara. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, what do we notice over here? Hashem says, Barecheni, bless me. Instead of saying, Hashem, I bless you, he prayed. He said, Yehi Ratzon, that you should deal with us with Rachmanut, with compassion. That's a prayer. So what does that have to do with the word Barecheni? Okay. V'chen be'Baba Metzia, also in a Gemara Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudalet Amud Aleph Amrinan, it says in the pasuk, V'shachav be'salmato uverachecha, and he shall bless you. You should make sure to give the poor man the collateral that you took, the mashkon that you took. Let's say it was something like a blanket. That's all he had to give you, you know, instead of in exchange for the loan. So you have to make sure to give it back to him every day at night. Because, you know, that's all he has. He, simlato le'oro b'mei shkav, right? How is he going to go to sleep? So, if you give it back to him, v'shachav v'salmato uverachecha, he will bless you. So the Gemara says, what is in the case of Hekdesh? Let's say Hekdesh is the one that made the loan, and the poor man gave the collateral to Hekdesh. Hekdesh means the holy monies of the Beit HaMikdash, the treasury of the Beit HaMikdash. Yatza hekdesh she'en tzarich beracha. Since the Torah stipulates that we have the word here uverachecha, it has to be a situation where he can give a bracha. Hekdesh doesn't need bracha from anybody. The Gemara thinks, the Gemara asks. So therefore, we're not talking about hekdesh. Uparich hashas, but the Gemara asks, velo, hekdesh does not need bracha. Vehaketiv, but doesn't it say in the pasuk, veachalta vesavata, uverachta et Hashem Elokecha? That's the one time in the Torah where it says that we have to say a bracha to Hashem. It's the one time. So the Gemara is proving from that pasuk that Hekdesh also needs bracha. Hekdesh is a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at first we thought Hashem doesn't need our bracha, so therefore it's not included in this halachic case here. But the Gemara says no, but we see it says Ve'achalta v'savata uverachta et Hashem Elokecha. So therefore, Hekdesh should also require, have the same halacha as a regular person in that case of the Mashkon. The Gemara goes on there to say, to exclude Hekdesh from the words, Ulecha tiye tzedakah. It's going to be a righteousness for you, a tzedakah, charity for you. Hekdesh doesn't need your tzedakah. So that's, okay. So that's the Gemara. But meanwhile, what do we see? That the Gemara is actually taking this literally. Ve'achalta v'savata uverachta et Hashem Elokecha, that we are blessing Hashem. Ad kedekach, that it was possible to say that Hekdesh requires bracha, needs a bracha. So that means we don't understand what this word bracha means, right? What does it mean? What are we doing when we say to Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem? What are we giving Him? And it's really amazing what we're going to learn, Rabotai. We're just going to touch upon the next paragraph, but then I think that it would help if we learn a pirush in Rabbeinu Bachai in regards to the word Baruch. Aval ha'emet, but the truth is, ki Baruch pirusho lashon tosefet veribui. The meaning of the word Baruch is tosefet veribui. This is the main line that should echo in our mind tonight. The word Baruch is a lashon of increase, of blessing. To be fruitful and to multiply. That's Baruch. In other words, when it says in the Torah, Hashem will uverach peri bitnecha u pri behemtecha, Hashem will bless the fruit of your womb and of your animals. What does that mean? It means that Hashem will bless you, will increase your riches. Bracha means something that lasts. Not only that it lasts, but also it continues and it is fruitful and it doesn't stop. It has life to the point where it continues to live and it gives more life. That's bracha. Lashon bracha pirusho lashon tosefet veribui. Ke'inyan kachna et birchati asher huvat lach. Who said that to who? Yaakov Avinu, Chazak Baruch, Yaakov Avinu said it to, Kach Nait Birchati, he said to Esav. If you remember, Esav said to him, Esav says, it's okay, you brought me all of this, I don't need it. So what does Yaakov say to him? No, please. Kach Nait Birchati Asher Huvat Lach. Please take the bracha that I have, that I want to give you. What is Yaakov Avinu saying? I have enough. I have a lot, and I want to give you from that which Hashem blessed me with. That's kachnai birchati. Uberach et lachmecha ve'et memecha. We read in last week's parasha, remember? Va'avatem et Hashem Elokechem. Uberach et lachmecha ve'et memecha. Va'hasiroti machala mikirbecha. That Hashem is going to bless our bread and our water. What's uberach et lachmecha? Hashem will bless our parnasa, that it will be a lashon of tosefet ve'ribui. Uberach peri bitnecha in the beginning of Parashat Ekev. Veharbe kayotze b'mikra. And there is an endless number of psukim that use the word bracha in this context. She'iv shal lefaresham lashon tehila v'shevach. You cannot explain the bracha over there that it means praising. Uberach et peri bitnecha, that Hashem is going to praise your peri bitnecha. Uberach et lachmecha, Hashem is going to praise your bread. That's not what it means. So uberach et lachmecha means a blessing of multiplying, of increase. Ela lashon tosefet veribui. And now he brings a few mekorot from the Zohar HaKadosh. It's always a good segula to quote Zohar on Motzei Shabbat. Ubezohar, I remember my father always, I think till today, but I remember as a child, every Motzei Shabbat, right after Havdalah, my father would Behamaskilim Yaziru Kezohar HaKiyah. He would begin and he would read Zohar. It's a inyan on Motzei Shabbat to read Zohar. And in Nefesh HaChaim, I don't think there's ever a time that he doesn't quote something from the Zohar. Ubezohar Amar Bekama Mekomot Le'amshacha Bircha'an, to draw forth brachot. So you see, the Zohar HaKadosh is using the word bracha with the idea of drawing forth, something that is continuous. Le'araka, maze? Again? Pool is a brecha. Brecha in Hebrew is a pool. We're going to get to that connotation of the word baruch. Because you're right, brechat hamayim, a pool, that is when we talk about the source of blessing, the reservoir from where all the brachot come. Le'araka bircha'an. Where's our country? Le'araka bircha'an. What does that mean? Araka bircha'an, to spill over blessings. No stam. Le'osufe bircha'an. To add brachot. Tosefet ribuya de bircha'an. So you see, the Zohar HaKadosh uses the word bracha as a lashon of tosefet. Ve'ayen b'ra'aya mehemna. Also, in the Zohar HaKadosh of Parashat Ekev, that piece which is called Ra'aya Mehemna, says, Baruch Ata Hashem pirusho kemashmao. What does it mean, Baruch Ata Hashem? Le'amshacha ule'araka chayin mimekora dechaye. To draw forth life from the origin of life, from the source of life, which means from HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes forth, is drawn forth life to where? Lishme dekucha berichu kadisha, to his holy name, to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to learn in Nefesh HaChaim when we find in the tefillah, Sheme dekucha berichu, like we say, Leshem Yichud kucha berichu. Sheme dekucha berichu, the name of Hashem is the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to this world with which He conducts the world. Namely, the 10 Sefirot, which we spoke about. That's what is represented by the words Shemeh Dekucha Berichu, the name of Hashem. Not Hashem's essence, but His name. Name, you know, what does a name mean? What when we say Shem, what is the shoresh of the word Shem? Shama, to hear. Shem means what you hear about a person. In Hebrew, when you want to say a good reputation, yesh lo shem tov. Doesn't necessarily mean he has a good name. It means he has a good reputation, which means what we hear about him is good things. Right? So therefore, Shem has the connection to Shama. When we say Shema dekucha berichu in this world, we're not referring to Hashem's essence. We can never refer to Hashem's essence, because we haven't the vaguest idea of Hashem's essence. What we do have a vague idea of is Shema Dekucha Berichu, is the name of Hashem. What does that mean, the name of Hashem? What He allowed for us in this world to hear about Him, the reputation, to know about Him. He showed us in this world that He's a Bore. He showed us in this world that He is Rachum, that He is Chanun. This is all part of the Shema Dekucha Berichu, of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So therefore, when we say Baruch Ata Hashem, says the Zohar HaKadosh, we are asking for a Tosefet Ribui, for a drawing forth, an increase of life from the source of life, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to His name, which means to the Rachum and to the Chanun and to all the ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts this world, it should be filled and permeated with more elakut, with more godliness, with more mercy, with more compassion. That's what Baruch Ata Hashem means, which we're going to study in depth here in this perek. Lishmei dekucha berichu kadisha uchtiv, and it says in the pasuk, Zohar HaKadosh says, ve'achalta ve'savata uberachta et Hashem Elokecha ve'inun bircha'an arik barnash be'inun milin. The Zohar HaKadosh says, these brachot, a human being is able to draw forth by way of these words. When we say Baruch Ata Hashem, we are actually talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking that he should draw forth brachot, a tosefet, bracha veribui, to his name. Baruch Atah Hashem. His name is everything in this world. And we are asking Hashem to bless, which means to increase more of his name, more of rachum, more of chanun, more of kedusha, more elakut in this world. And how do we do that? By saying these words, says the Zohar HaKadosh. V'chen katu bepri etz chayim shar hakadishim perik alef ze leshono sod baruch bechol mine ribuyin. V'chen husham sof shar haberia v'sof perik bet mishar haamida uberesh perik shlishi sham ubeshar ha-shabbat resh perik yudbet ubeshar tefilat rosh hashana perik gimel v'chen katav harashba b'inyan Yishmael b'ni barecheni ayen sham. That's all, that's for homework. That's, you know, you go home, you look up all these places in the Kitve Ha'ari where the Nefesh HaChaim is proving to us that this is the Yesod, this is the point of Baruch when we say Baruch. Now the Nefesh HaChaim, we're going to stop here and learn a piece of Rabbeinu Bachai, because from this part, he sort of digresses to an important fundamental point, which we'll get to Be'ezrat Hashem. But if you have the page, if not, if you can read it together with someone next to you, in Parashat Ekev, Rabbeinu Bachai gives us two outlooks, which really are the same, but they're in different words, of what we are doing when we say a bracha. What does it mean to say Baruchat Hashem? And it goes along the lines of what the Nefesh HaChaim just taught us. So if you have the page, it's on the second column, on the top where it says, Uverachta et Hashem Elokecha. This is Rabbeinu Bachai Bar Asher, who lived around 700, 750 years ago, one of the Talmidim of the Rashba, and he wrote the classic Pirush al Torah, Rabbeinu Bachai, not the one who wrote the Chovot HaLevavot, who lived 1,000 years ago. That's Rabbeinu Bachai Bar Yosef Ibn Pakuda. This is Rabbeinu Bachai Bar Asher. Uverachta et Hashem Elokecha al derech hapshat kshetizkor yemei hara'a sheavu alecha begalut Mitzrayim veheyotchem sham b'sheibud gadol v'tizkor gam ken inui hamidbar ata bevoacha ba'aretz v'tochal v'tizba mipiriyah u'mituva tevarech al ze lishmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, and I'll say this very quickly, first of all, the Rabbeinu Bachai says, what's the pshat of the pasuk in Parashat Ekev that you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, and over there, Eretz asher lo techsar kol ba, asher meharareh hatachtzov nechoshet, right? And all the good things in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'achalta ve'savata uverachta et Hashem Elokecha. Right? That's for Birkat HaMazon. Rabbeinu Bachai says the simple meaning of this pasuk is when you enter Eretz Yisrael and you will see the plenty of the land and you will take part in it, you will enjoy it, you will look back and praise and thank Hashem. You will look back in all the affliction that you went through in Mitzrayim and the 40 years sojourn in the Midbar and how it wasn't easy. And now look at the land that He gave you. Boy, it was worth it. You're going to bless Hashem. You're going to say thank you to Him. That's just the simple meaning of the pasuk. Ve'al da'at rabotenu zichronam livracha. But Chachamim explain, uberachta et Hashem Elokecha, hu mitzvat ase levarech birkat hamazon, vehu kmo ve'asita ma'akel legagecha, ve'asita pesach l'Hashem Elokecha, u'biur al ha'aretz ve'al ha'aretz. Okay. Which means that here we have the source for the mitzvah of Birkat HaMazon. Just like you have other places where it says, Ve'asita ma'akeh le'gagecha, bayit chadash, Ve'asita ma'akeh le'gagecha. It's not just telling you the story of how you build the house, it's actually commanding you a mitzvah of Ve'asita ma'akeh le'gagecha. So when it says, Ve'achalta ve'savata uverachta et Hashem Elokecha, it doesn't just mean to say the story that you will be eating and you will be satiated and you will bless Hashem. It's a commandment and you shall bless Hashem. That's how we understand. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, now pay attention. We have to put our attention to the following. In this pasuk, we have an opening to understand the secret of brachot. ולא תמצא בכל התורה בשום מקום שציווה הקדוש ברוך הוא שנברך לשמו כי אם במקום הזה. This is unique. Only in this place do we see where Hashem commands us to bless Him. ומזה אמר דוד המלך עליו השלום, and from this דוד המלך says, ואברך שמך בכל עת, right? In לדוד בשנותו. Or ואמר הודו לו ברכו שמו, in מזמור לתודה, all these places where it says, bless his name, where do we get the goal? Where do we get the idea that we should bless his name? It comes from the Torah. It says, ve'achalta ve'savata uverachta et Hashem Elokecha. So we have to understand, what does that mean? Uverachta et Hashem Elokecha. Ve'rabim ken, and many psukim. So he's going to give us a way, al pi ha-pshat, and then an explanation, what he calls, al derech ha-kabbalah. Al derech ha-pshat omar techila. On the way of pshat, we'll explain as follows. Ki ha-brachot enan tzorech gavoa, the brachot, the blessings that we say to Hashem, they're not any kind of need of Hashem. Hashem doesn't need our brachot. El atzorech hedyot. We're the ones who need it. We need to say brachot. Why? Ki kevan shehu yitbarach mekor habracha. Because since Hashem is the source of all blessings. Vechol haberachot hen mishtalshelot mimenu. And all brachot trickle down from Hashem. Kol hanimtzaim hamevarechim oto, en kol birkotehem kedai lo. If even all the people of the universe will bless him, all their brachot put together are not kedai lo. They're not worth anything for him. They don't do anything to Hashem. Ki hu hanimtza hakadmon, shehimtzi hanimtzaim kulam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kadmon, is the first being. He is the one who brought into being all that there is, all that exists. Umetziutam ena ela metziuto. And their existence is only a reflection of his existence, a manifestation of his existence. Umetziuto taspik be'atzmo. Hashem's existence is self-sufficient. He doesn't need anything. Lo yitzarech lezulato klal. He doesn't have to come to any outside help. Ve'imken, says Rabbeinu Bachai, therefore, im yivarechuhu kol hayom v'chol halayla, even if we bless him all day and all night, ma'itra bebekach, he won't become greater from that. O ma'itenu lo, what are we giving him? What is he taking from us? So what are we saying when we say brachot? En hatoelet veharibui ki im elenu. The advantage, the benefit, the increase of blessing is on the one who is saying the blessing. Ki kol ha-mevarech al ma she-nehene, because anyone who says a blessing over something that he enjoys, a Jew knows that even fragrance is not for free. Even to smell a good smell, it comes from him, and therefore there is a bracha. Bore mine besami. Right? So anyone who acknowledges that, anyone who says a bracha on what he enjoys, who me'id ala hashgacha, he is testifying to the supervision of Hashem, Shehu yit'ale hamamtzi mazon lashfalim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that sustains all the living. Kedei sheyichyu, so that they should live. Ubizchutam hatvua vehaperot mitbarechim. And in their merit, those who acknowledge Hashem as the source for all the brachot, they, by their merit, the produce of the land and the fruit of the tree is blessed. Umitrabim, and they are increased. Vehanehene ve'eno mevarech. But on the other hand, one who enjoys and does not say a bracha, gozel mimenu ha-hashgacha, it is as if he is stealing, he is removing from Hashem the credit, the right of hashgacha, of the fact that he is the supervisor, umoser hanhagat hashefalim lakochavim umazalot, and he's attributing the hanhaga, the affairs of the entire world, to a different source. It's not from Hashem. It's avodah zara leminehem, or nothing by chance. One who does not say a bracha is gozel, the Gemara says, is stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So normally we learn that Gemara in Masechet Brachot. What does it mean, stealing? You took without permission. The bracha is the permission. When you eat without permission, that's stealing. He's saying deeper. He's saying you're stealing from Hashem his credit. He is the source of all. And by not acknowledging that, by not saying a bracha, you are as if you are saying that the credit goes somewhere else. That's gozer. Vezeu she'amru, and that's what the Gemara says, kol ha'nehene min ha'olam hazeh belo bracha. Ke'ilu gozer le'akadosh baruch hu ve'le'knesset Yisrael. He is stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Knesset Yisrael, she'ne'emar gozel aviv ve'imo. Klomar, what does it mean? Gozel le'akadosh baruch hu hashgacha. He's stealing from Hashem the credit of the hashgacha, as we explained. And what is he stealing from Knesset Yisrael? U'le'knesset Yisrael ha'perot. He's stealing from them the fruits. How are you stealing the fruits? By not saying a bracha. She'be'avon ze ha'perot mitma'atim. Because by the sin of lack of acknowledging of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the perot mitma'atin. Mitma'atin as opposed to mitrabim. Mitrabim is increased. That's what bracha means. Saying a bracha causes an increase. Lack of bracha causes a decrease, causes a diminishing. She'be'avon ze ha'perot mitma'atim li'Yisrael besibato. She'arei kol ha'olam kulo nidon acharubo. V'chol yachid v'yachid nidon acharubo. Lekach yesh lo lir'ot et atzmo kilu kol ha'olam kulo talu elav. A person cannot say, well, the world is not going to lose if I didn't say bracha. Big deal, it's just me. First of all, even on a practical level, that's not true, because there are people that learn from your example, whether it's your family, your friends, your surroundings, and in the environment. So everything has a ripple effect. That's number one. Number two, yeah, even if it's just you, you have an effect. Nobody should say, it's just me. No, maybe you're the one who tips the scale. Maybe you're the one who makes it a difference between a majority and not. Without getting into the details of that, you know, majority, not majority. The point is, our bracha makes a difference. Why does it make a difference? Because we are walking on this earth and we are acknowledging the Creator. That's what it's all about. That's bracha.
Why is there a leap from not acknowledging, not thanking, to Avodah Zarah?
Avodah Zarah includes anything other than Hashem. So even atheism is included in Avodah Zarah.
The person is an ingrate, but that doesn't mean he's going to the other side. It just means his enemies.
Good point. I hear your question that, you know, maybe he really believes in Hashem and he attributes everything to Hashem, but he's not grateful. That could very well be. But you have to understand that Chazal, in their stinging Musar, what they are saying is, ingrate is already the beginning of denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It might be that at that time, the first time, you know, it's just the problem of a bad midah. You're right. It might be right now a lack of gratitude. A lack of gratitude very quickly turns into a lack of acknowledgement. How do I know that? By Paro. Paro. What does it say? Vayakom melech hadash al Mitzrayim asher lo yada et Yosef. Wow. Melech hadash gets up on Mitzrayim. And he doesn't know Yosef. What does it mean he doesn't know Yosef? He didn't know Yosef? He didn't hear of Yosef? It means he didn't acknowledge what Yosef did. He didn't feel gratitude to Yosef. Ingrate. So what does Chazal say about that? Kol ha-kofer betovato shel chavero. Sofo kofer betovato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you don't know how to have gratitude to a person, eventually, ultimately, what's going to happen is you're going to lose gratitude to Hashem. Now watch how the Gemara proves how he lost gratitude to Hashem. It says, eventually, Paro said, "Mi Hashem asher eshma bekolo, lo yadati et Hashem vegam et Yisrael lo ashaleach. Lo yadati, asher lo yada et Yosef, lo yadati." It all started with asher lo yada et Yosef. It led to what? To lo yadati. See, here we're learning a bigger chidush. Not only ingratitude to Hashem leads to denying Hashem. Ingratitude to a person. If a person has the midah of kfu tova, he doesn't have a karat tov, eventually he won't be makir tova to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that leads to bichlal, denying altogether. So yes, therefore, a person who doesn't say a bracha is gozel mehakadosh baruch hu. This is al derech hapshat. Al derech hapshat means, how do we understand when we say baruch? It's a lashon tosefet veribui, because when we acknowledge Hashem by saying a bracha, we are blessing the world. Because that's what this world is about. Do you recognize the Bore? Is there a pocket, is there a nation of people in this world that still upholds the knowledge of Hashem? So, the world is still worth it. Then the world continues. And they're the source of bracha for the rest of the world. Continues Rabbeinu Bachai, al derech ha-kabbalah uberachta et Hashem, en ha-bracha tzorech ediot bilvad. It's not just that, he says. It's not just the benefit for us. Because till now, what did we just explain? It's the benefit for the one who says the blessing. It's not just that. V'gam ena hoda'a bilvad. And it's not just saying thank you. Ela hu lashon tosefet v'ribui milashon berachet lachmecha v'et memecha. See what the Nefesh HaChaim just said. What does that mean, tosefet v'ribui? We're increasing what? What are we adding to? Yesh lecha lehaskil. Ma'amar Chazal she'amru b'baba metzia perek ha-mekabel b'sofo b'inyan ba'alcho v'shachav v'salmato v'racheka mi she'tzarich bracha dahaynu yediot yatsa ekdesh eno tzarich lebracha u'makshesh ha-magmara v'lo v'aktiv v'achalta v'savata v'rachta et Hashem Elokecha Ela ulcha tiye tzedakah yatsa ekdesh eno tzarich tzedakah she'kol ha-tzedakot shelo. I read it quickly because we just learned this gemara before. In the words of the Nefesh HaChaim, is bringing down that gemara that says that there's a possibility to think that Hekdesh, the Gemara says, Hekdesh needs a bracha. Why? Because uverachta et Hashem Elokecha. Biaru chachamim beferush ki ha-Hekdesh tzarich bracha. Eno tzarich litzdaka, aval tzarich bracha. Hekdesh needs a bracha. Hekdesh is Hashem. It needs a bracha. What is that? Umfura shamru bebrachot. And it's a Gemara in Masechet brachot. Amar lo Yishmael beni barichel. Hashem says to Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, bless me. Give me a bracha. וכן במסכת שבת אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה היה לך לעוזרני. In a different place, Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, you didn't help me out. היה לך לעוזרני, you should have helped me out. Hashem needs help. Yeah, היה לך לעוזרני. והוא עניין הברכה. And that's the עניין of ברכה when we say ברוך אתה Hashem. הנה כאשר אנו מברכים להקדוש ברוך הוא, יש בזה תוספת רוח הקודש. When we say a ברכה, we are increasing Ruach HaKodesh in the world. Ubirchatenu hisiba sheitbarechu kol beriyotav mimenu. And our bracha is the cause for all the beriyot, the creations of Hashem, to be blessed from Him. Ve'amar od she'akadosh baruch hu mit'aveh letfilatan shel tzadikim. There's a Gemara in Yevamot that says, HaKadosh baruch hu desires the tefila of the tzadikim. ואילו לא הייתה הברכה והתפילה כי אם הודעה לבד, למה התאווה לתפילתם של צדיקים המועטים יותר משאר עמים רבים, והלא ברוב עם הדרת מלך? If the tefila and the bracha was just a matter of saying thank you, then why does it say he desires the tefila of the tzadikim? You have more reshaim in the world. You have more customers if you're bimitaveh litfilatam shel reshaim. If it's just a matter of hoda'ah, if it's just a matter of saying thank you, if that's what tefila and bracha is, so why dafka litfilatam shel tzadikim? Aval lashon uberachta enyan tosefet veribui vehu milashon bracha hanova'at min hamakor. See, Rabbeinu Bachai Rabotai wrote his pirush with a lot of reference to Kabbalah. He doesn't really explain every word that he's saying. He's saying here, it's the Lashon HaBracha is a blessing that comes from the Makor, from the source. Ulekach anu mazkirim bitfilatenu, titbarach, titromam, titbarach, shimcha. Remember, oh, we always say that. We always add shimcha. You'll notice that, yeah? Titbarach shimcha malkenu. Your name shall be blessed. So what does that mean? So we explained before, Shem is the Ruach HaKodesh that he was referring to before. Ruach HaKodesh means the Kiddushah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu infused this world with which he conducts the world. The Midah of Chesed, the Midah of Gevura, the Midah of Tiferet, the Midah of Netzach, all those Sfirot are the Midot HaKadoshot that by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world. That's all included in Shimcha. You may know that in the name of Hashem, Havaya, Yudke, Vavke, all the 10 Sefirot are hinted. Maybe we'll talk about that at a different time. But all the 10 Sefirot, Ben Ish Chai, in the beginning of Rab Pe'alim in Siman Aleph, explains all the Sefirot HaKdoshot, the 10 Sefirot, are included in the four letters of Havaya Baruch Hu, of Hashem. So when we say we bless Hashem's name, it means we're blessing the world. We're blessing all those midot which are crucial, which are so necessary for the blessing of this world. Chesed is needed, Gevurah is needed, Tiferet is needed, v'chule v'chule. That's what we're saying, Baruch Ata Hashem. That's Yitbarach, Vishtabach, Vitpa'ar, Vitroma, Vitnaseh. And so that's what, then he goes on in the Kaddish. And that's what he goes on, now he goes to give a different, another connotation of the word Baracha. Really, this was the main idea that the Nefesh HaChaim talks about. Now he says, Ve'od milashon biricha uchri'a. If we already learned the Rabbeinu Bachai, I might as well say this also. This is also very important. In case you found this to be a little bit too dizzy for, you know, to have in mind all the time, you know, I'm blessing the whole world now, and you know all the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm increasing kedusha in the world when I say Baruch. Here is a more simpler, practical kavana to have when we say Baruch. Also, the od milashon bricha uchriya. The word Baruch comes from the word berech. In Hebrew, berech is knee, a knee. Mi shekol berech korea lo. Baruch ata Hashem. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, alav shalom, used to go with this pirush all the way. This was the one he explained all the time. That berech, meaning you are the one whom we bend our knees to. That's Baruch. Baruch ata Hashem, I bend my knees to you. That's how the Rabbeinu Bachai is explaining. V'chein matzinu b'sefer ha-bahir. This pirush is written in the Sefer ha-bahir. That's what, by the way, we mentioned Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha. You know who wrote Sefer ha-bahir? Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha. It's one of the earliest books of Kabbalah, even before the Zohar HaKadosh. Even before the Zohar HaKadosh, there was Sefer HaBahir that's written by Rabbi Ishmael ben Elisha. There's also Sefer HaKaneh by Rabbi Nechunya ben HaKana. In Sefer HaBahir, Mai mashma dehai beracha lishna debarichu, sheneemar ki li tichra kol berech, mi shekol berech korea lo. Baruch means we bend our knees to you. By the way, everything is connected, right? Right? Everything means to acknowledge, like we just learned before, to acknowledge that you are the giver with a capital G. And because of that acknowledgement, we increase bracha to the world. And if we don't acknowledge, the world is losing out because of us. That's why it's called gozel, kilu gozel, le'akadosh baruch hu, ve'likneset Yisrael. But on a deeper level, and which is the explanation that the Nefesh HaChaim is going to take and develop more and more, that Baruch is lashon tosefet veribuy, we're adding Hashem in the world. Chas v'shalom, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His essence. We cannot even talk or even touch or even fathom the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're going to talk about that. That's the next point in Nefesh HaChaim. We'll do that next week. That's not what we're talking about. But we increase Hashem in the world, meaning His name, the Sfirot, the Midot of Hashem. What He allowed for us to know about Him and to see about Him in this world, we are mosif u'mevarech and marbe in this world with the word Baruch Ata Hashem. So Hashem, you are the source of life. Baruch Ata Hashem. You Hashem, your name, Havaya Baruch Hu, with all the 10 hanhagot that are included in that, should be Baruch, should be increased, so that there should be more bracha in the world, should be more parnasa in the world, more riches, more kindness, more compassion, more goodness. All that is why Masechet Brachot is the first Masechet in Shas. It's the foundation upon which everything stands upon in Avodat Hashem. Obviously, there's much more to talk about. We'll continue next time.
Why do we have to have Hayah over the year when you say Hashem? How does that work?
Because if you notice, in the word, in the name of Hashem, Yud and Ke, you know, and He, and Vav, and He, grammatically, that's not a word that makes sense. Because it should either be Yihye, or it should be Hayah, or it should be Hove. What is it? It's a combination of all those three. The name, if you see, the letters, Yud, the letters are a combination of past, present, and future in one word.
How does it relate to the...
Does it relate to what we're saying now? Well, I would say, just off the, on the spot, I would say that by acknowledging that HaKadosh, by remembering that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Haya, Hove, Ve'yihye, so we are remembering that He's the Boreh. And not only is He the Boreh, but He's the one that everything relies on for its sustenance, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just create the world and now leave it running on its own. He created the world, and He continues to create the world every minute. Haya hove ve'yeh. So therefore, we need to say, Baruch Ata Hashem, may that power that gives sustenance constantly to this world, may it be blessed, may it be increased, may it be drawn forth and further. Okay, Rabbi Chananya, ברכה שלום. Yes. 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 When we Sfaradim, we don't go like this. We bow down right away. But when you bow down, you are already bowing, bending your knees.
Let's say you start a meal, you say a few brachas, and then you forgot three katamazos. Do you get any credit for the brachas you said initially?
There's no, nothing is without credit.
Even if you don't say Berkat Amazon,
you definitely get credit for those brachot. But there's nothing compared to if you would say Berkat Amazon. Okay. Okay, yes. Yeah. But we're going to say Berkhamaniya, and then that's okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So,